Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Have you ever wondered what your cat does when you're not home? I have visions of my kitten, Allison, doing her best risky business routine as she slides into my living room on padded paws the second I leave. Does your house have a cat door? It may be convenient, but I would submit you're practically begging your kitty to host a block party while you're out of town. If you've ever read the Fabulous Furry Freak Brothers comic books, you're familiar with Fat Freddy's cat. This flop of freakish fur knew how to pull off a real shindy, and chances are, your cat does too. The question you must ask yourself is, do you mind if your cat is encouraging his fellow felines to take a dump in your laundry basket or wipe their butts on your pillow? If you really must know what's going on when you're not around, you can always try a nanny cam. Yes, this makes you the ultimate narc, but what's more important, pee-free pillowcases or the sanctity of your home? The technology is so sharp these days, you can even get one with an infrared night vision so you can spy on your kitty engaging in after-dark canoodling or getting totally forschnickered on catnip. According to the Preventative Vet website, cats are crepuscular, meaning they're most active right after the sun sets and just before it rises again in the morning. This may explain why Allison goes all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs around 4 a.m. each day. I don't mind the furry morning wake-up call, as I tend to do my best work while everyone else is sleeping it off. But for normal people, this is taking things a paw too far. If your sack of stripes is causing you to lose sleep, WebMD has a few suggestions. Start by feeding your cat right before bed. Like most creatures, packing away a big meal tends to make them very sleepy. You can also try locking your cat out of the bedroom and booby-trapping the door so they won't bother you. One suggestion is to hang a blow dryer on your doorknob and rig it up with a remote switch. This way, you can literally blow your cat's mind the next time they dare to enter your dreams. At the end of the day, however, remember that you are the root of any problems caused by your feline friend. After all, it was your decision to bring what was originally a wild animal into your home. If you wanted to live a fuzz-free, kitty-litterless, don't-wake-me-up-in-the-middle-of-the-night type of companion, you should have gotten a pet rock instead of a cat. Meow!
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Whether you're going on a trip or just tripping, Quirky Cannabis Country is the perfect audiobook to take on your next adventure. Find out what happens when a group of extreme kooks gathers to participate in a reality TV show near an oasis of kick-ass cannabis. Quirky Cannabis Country by Adele Park. Get it today on audible.com.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.